Chapter 1. The New Jersey Driver License System. Laws governing driver licenses. A motorist who operates a motor vehicle in the state of New Jersey must carry a valid driver license, a valid probationary license, or a validated New Jersey permit. The motorist must also carry valid insurance and vehicle registration cards. NJSA 39:3-29. A motorist with a validated New Jersey driver permit must be accompanied by an appropriately licensed driver. NJSA 39:3-13, 39:3-13.2. A motorist who is a legal resident of New Jersey must be licensed in this state. NJSA 39:3-10. A motorist who changes addresses must report this change to the MVC within 1 week after moving. This includes individuals who are moving out of New Jersey. NJSA 39:3-36. A motorist who legally changes his, her name, marriage, divorce, order of court, must report the change to the MVC within 2 weeks. NJSA 39:3-9a. A motorist with a valid out-of-state license who moves to New Jersey must apply for a New Jersey license within 60 days. Commercial driver license CDL within 30 days, or before the current license expires, whichever is sooner. The out-of-state license must be surrendered upon receipt of a New Jersey license. NJSA 39:3-17.1, 39:3-10.17, 39:3-10. A motorist with a valid license from another country may drive with that license for up to a year. The motorist may also be eligible for a New Jersey driver license. NJAC 1321-8.2, F. Operators of commercial vehicles, such as large trucks, buses, and vehicles that transport hazardous materials, must satisfy more stringent testing standards than the drivers of automobiles or motorcycles. These operators must still possess a valid, basic New Jersey driver license prior to applying for a CDL. NJSA 39:3-10.18. Individuals who have never had a driver license must complete the MVCS Graduated Driver License, GDL, program, which introduces driving privileges in phases with a period of supervised driving before getting a basic driver license. NJSA 39:3-10, 39:3-13 through 39:13.04 and 39:13.06 through 39:3-13.8. All applicants applying for a New Jersey driver license who are under 18 years of age must present a completed consent form signed by a parent or guardian. NJSA 39:3-13 and 39:3-13.3. All applicants applying for a standard New Jersey driver license must provide a verifiable social security number, 1, proof of a New Jersey residential address, and 6, points of identification. Documents must be in English or be accompanied by an approved translation. NJSA 39:3-10 and NJAC 1321-1.3 and 1321-8.2. All applicants applying for a REALID New Jersey driver license must provide two proofs of a New Jersey residential address, 1, OSNE, proof of full social security number, and 6, points of identification, including documentation that verifies that their presence in the United States is authorized under federal law. Documents must be in English or be accompanied by an approved translation. NJSA 39:3-3.10 and NJAC 1321-8.2a. Drivers under age 21 who possess an examination permit or probationary license shall not operate a motor vehicle without displaying two visible reflective GDL decals, which are provided by the Motor Vehicle Commission, on the license plates of the vehicle. NJSA 39:3-13.2 and 39:3-13.4, F. Disclaimer. If there is a discrepancy between what is cited throughout this manual and what is in statute or regulation, the statute or regulation governs. Digital Driver License. In 2021, New Jersey rolled out a long-planned security upgrade with a new license design and modern security features. A digital driver license, DDL, will be issued centrally from a secure production facility. Customers can apply at license centers statewide and will be provided an interim license valid for 30 days. The DDL, along with facial recognition technology, helps to prevent identity theft and ensures that only those individuals who are legally entitled to have a driver license may get one. The DDL has more than 20 covert and overt features. Motorists under 21 years of age will receive a distinctive vertical format driver license. Driver licenses are valid for 4 years. Altering a driver license or presenting an altered driver license may result in the loss of a motorist's driving privilege, a fine up to $1,000, and/or imprisonment. Additionally, obtaining a driver license illegally may result in a fine up to $500 and/or imprisonment. Types of New Jersey licenses. The following chart shows age requirements, license fees, and required tests for each type of license the MVC offers. Testing for commercial and moped licenses requires the use of topic-specific manuals, in addition to this driver and motorcycle manual. Copies of the commercial and moped manuals may be obtained at any MVC agency, viewed online, or requested at www.njmvc.gov. Manuals may also be obtained by calling 609-292-6500. An endorsement added to a license will expire with the license, except for hazmat, which must be tested every 2 years. When an endorsement is added to an existing license, the charge in the endorsement is prorated to cover the period remaining until expiration. Identity verification. All standard New Jersey driver license applicants must provide 6 points of ID verification by presenting documents that prove their age and identity. All applicants must prove identity through a prescribed combination of documents that includes at least one primary document, at least one secondary document, at least 6 points of ID, proof of New Jersey residential address. Use the charts on the following pages to select your documents or use the online standard document selector at https://www.nj.gov/mvc/license/docselector/index.htm. All real ID New Jersey driver license applicants must provide verification by presenting documents that prove their age, identity, social security number, and legal presence in the U.S. All applicants must prove identity through a prescribed combination of documents that includes 2 plus 1 plus 6. Two proofs of New Jersey residential address. One proof of full social security number. At least 6 points of ID. At least one primary document. At least one secondary document. Use the charts on the following pages to select your documents, or use the online Real ID document selector at https://www.state.nj.us/mvc/realid/selector.html. For assistance with ID verification, visit www.njmvc.gov or call 609-292-6500. Note: fees in this manual are subject to change. Current fees are available online at www.njmvc.gov or by calling 609-292-6500. If discrepancies exist within or between documents presented to the MVC, the applicant may be required to provide additional documentation. Any permit or license application may be refused if a document appears altered, false, or otherwise invalid. Important information. If your current legal name is different from the name on your civil birth certificate, you must show legal proof of the name change. Legal proof equals certified marriage or civil union certificate, divorce decree, or court order linking the new name with the previous name. Note: a divorce decree may be used as authority to resume using a previous name only if it contains the married name and the previous name and permits a return to use of the previous name. All ID documents must be unlaminated, original, or certified copies, in English and have the required state or municipal seal. Certified copies of NJ records are available from the municipality that originally issued them and from the State Bureau of Vital Statistics at www.nj.gov/health/vital or 609-292-4087. If your birth certificate is from Jersey City, Hudson County, you must check www.state.nj.us/health/vital/order-vital/Jersey City-Hudson County records. Additional requirements may apply for non-U.S. citizens. Call 609-292-6500. New Jersey Standard License and Non-Driver ID Requirements. 6 points. Proof of identity, proof of date of birth. Primary. Applicant must submit at least one document from the following. 4 points. Documents. U.S. or U.S. Territory birth certificate or certified copy filed with a state office of vital statistics or equivalent agency in the individual's state of birth. U.S. Department of State birth certificate, Form FS-545 or DS-1350. U.S. Department of State consular report of birth abroad, Form FS-240. U.S. adoption papers. U.S. passport or passport card. Foreign government issued passport from applicant's country of citizenship. NJ digitized driver license, including probationary license. NJ digitized non-driver ID card. U.S. military photo identification card, common access card. Original birth certificate from any country. Photo driver license from any state, U.S. territory or the District of Columbia. Photo driver license issued by country other than the U.S. must be presented with another government-issued document. Certificate of naturalization, Form N-550, N-570 or N-578. Certificate of citizenship, Form N-560, N-561 or N-645. Permanent resident card, Form I-551. ID card issued by a consulate or national government. Refugee travel document, Form I-571. U.S. re-entry permit, Form I-327. I-94 stamped refugee, parolee, asylee, or notice of action, Form I-797 approved petition, by USCIS. I-94 with attached photo stamped processed for I-551, by USCIS. Photo employment authorization card, Form I-766, must be presented with a valid SS card or proof of ITIN. Proof of NJ residency. Applicant must submit one document from the following. Note. All documents must display residential address and have applicant's name. NJ driver license, non-driver identification card, or a motor vehicle commission issued driver license renewal form. Property tax bill, statement, or receipt or any letter or correspondence received from the IRS or state tax office within the past year. Original unexpired lease or rental agreement with name of applicant as lessee or renter. Checking or savings account statement from a bank or credit union issued within the last 60 days. If under 18, statement from parent or guardian certifying address of applicant. Utility or credit card bill issued in the past 90 days. A deed or title to real property. First class mail from any government agency in the past 6 months. High school or college report card or transcript within the past 2 years. Documents not written in English must be accompanied by a certified translation in English. No primary or secondary documents can be expired more than 3 years. Secondary. Applicant must submit at least one document from the following. 3 points. Documents. NJ digitized driver license, including probationary license. NJ digitized non-driver ID card. Photo driver license from any state, U.S. territory or the District of Columbia. Legal name change court order signed by a judge or court clerk. Civil marriage or civil union license or certificate or divorce decree. Document issued by USDHS. U.S. Uniformed Services Photo ID Card. U.S. Civilian Retiree Photo ID Card. Veterans Administration Universal Access Photo ID Card. Official school or college photo ID card with transcript or school records, with applicant's DOB, from any country. NJ Firearm Purchaser Card. 2 points documents. U.S. government employee driver license. U.S. government employee photo ID card. U.S. military discharge papers, DD-214. FAA pilot license. Certified adoption records from any country, other than the United States. NJDOC ID card. No more than 2 1-point documents allowed. 1 points documents. Driving privilege card with photo issued by any state, municipality, U.S. territory or the District of Columbia. State professional license. NJ public assistance card with photo. SS card with SSA verification. High school diploma or GED, college diploma or trade school degree from any country. Bank statement, record on bank letterhead, can't be used in conjunction with ATM card. ATM card with preprinted name and applicant's signature, can't be used in conjunction with bank statement. Health insurance card or prescription card. Employee identification card accompanied by a printed pay stub from applicant's employment in the U.S. Property tax statement, bill or receipt issued by NJ municipality. For NJ high school students, a waiver certificate for the written portion of the driver test. Proof of SSN or ITIN. Applicant must submit one document from the following. SSN. Social Security card, no copies or lamination. W-2 form issued within the past year. Pay stub, must include full name and full SSN, issued within the past year. SSA 1099 form issued within the past year. Non-SSA 1099 form issued within the past year. ITIN. Official document from the IRS or the New Jersey Division of Taxation displaying applicant's name and ITIN. NJ income tax refund displaying ITIN. Individuals ineligible for an SSN and who do not have an ITIN may submit a signed affidavit form available on the initial license page of the MVC website njmvc.gov. The affidavit must be notarized or signed in front of an MVC agency employee. False statements are punishable by law. Legal proof of name change is a certified marriage or civil union certificate, divorce decree, or court order linking the new name with the previous name. A divorce decree may be used as authority to resume using a previous name only if it contains the married name and previous name and states a return to use of the previous name. A marriage or civil union certificate may only be used as proof of change to a last name. 2 plus 1 plus 6 equals real ID. Certified copies of NJ records are available from the municipality that originally issued them and from the Office of Vital Statistics and Registry, nj.gov/health/vital or 609-292-4087. For a replacement SSN card visit, soci-alsecurity.gov/myaccount. Step 1. Two proofs of residential address. Valid NJ driver license, non-driver identification card, or a motor vehicle commission issued driver license renewal form, displaying residential address. Utility or credit card bill issued in the past 90 days. Checking or savings account statement from a bank or credit union issued within the past 60 days. Original, unexpired lease or rental agreement. Tax bill, statement or receipt, and, or any letter or correspondence received from the IRS or tax office within the past year. First class mail from any government agency in the past 6 months. If under 18, statement from parent or guardian certifying address of applicant. Step 2. One proof of full SSN. Social Security card. W-2 form issued within the past year. Pay stub with name and full SSN. 1099 form issued within the past year. Documents from steps I and II may also be used as secondary documents if listed as an option. Step 3. 6 points combined from primary and secondary, required. Primary select one and only one document from primary. 4 points documents. unexpired U.S. passport or passport card. U.S. or U.S. territory birth certificate certified copy filed with a state office of vital statistics or equivalent agency in the individual's state of birth. U.S. Department of State birth certificate, Form FS-545 or DS-1350. U.S. Department of State consular report of birth abroad, Form FS-240. Certificate of naturalization, Form N-550, N-578, or N-570. Certificate of citizenship, Form N-560 or N-561. Current permanent resident card, Form I-551, issued by USCIS, with expiration date. Unexpired foreign passport with valid visa and I-94, stamp or form version. Current photo employment authorization card, USCIS Form I-688B or I-766. 2 points documents. Current permanent resident card, Form I-551, issued by INS, without expiration date. All identity documents must be original or certified copies in English and have the required state and/or municipal seals. If the applicant's birth certificate is from Jersey City, Hudson County, you must check state.nj.us/health/vital/order-vital/jersey-city-hudson-county-records/. Step 3. 6 points combined from primary and secondary, required. Secondary cannot use more than 2 1-point documents. 1 point documents. Unexpired standard photo driver license from NJ or any state, or U.S. territory, and the District of Columbia. Unexpired standard non-driver identification card from NJ only. Social Security card. Bank, credit union statement or record, within the past 60 days. ATM, debit card with pre-printed name and applicant's signature. ATM, debit card and bank statement cannot be submitted together. Current health insurance card or prescription card displaying applicant's name. Current employee identification card with pay stub. State professional license. NJ public assistance card with photo, also known as an NJ social services identification card. High school diploma, GED or college degree. Property tax statement, bill or receipt issued by an NJ municipality. For NJ high school students, a waiver certificate for the written portion of the driver's test. Veterans Administration Universal Access Photo Identification Card. 2 points documents. Unexpired federal government employee driver license. Unexpired federal government employee photo identification card. U.S. Military Discharge Papers, Form DD-214. FAA Pilot License. U.S. School Photo Identification Card with Transcript or School Records. U.S. College Photo Identification Card with Transcript. 3 points documents. Legal Name Change Court Order signed by a judge or court clerk. Civil Marriage or Civil Union Certificate or Divorce Decree. U.S. adoption papers. Current U.S. military photo identification card. Current U.S. military dependent card. U.S. military photo retiree card. NJ firearm purchaser card. 4 points documents. Unexpired real ID driver license, non-driver identification card, or probationary license from any state, U.S. territory in the District of Columbia. Note. Financial information can be blacked out. Legal proof of name change is a certified marriage or civil union certificate, divorce decree, or court order linking the new name with the previous name. A divorce decree may be used as authority to resume using a previous name only if it contains the married name and previous name and states a return to use of the previous name. Graduated Driver License, GDL. In 2001, New Jersey sought to enhance driver preparation and safety by implementing a multi-stage driver licensing system. Known as the Graduated Driver License, GDL, program, the system gradually introduces driving privileges to first-time drivers, extends their practice driving time and requires a minimum age of 18 in order to receive an unrestricted, basic driver license. GDL restrictions placed upon first-time drivers must be strictly adhered to. Failure to do so may result in a fine of $100 or suspension of a motorist's driving privilege. NJSA 39. 3 to 10 and 39. 3 to 13 through 39 minutes 13 seconds and 8 milliseconds. The early bird road. GDL. Option A. Step 1. Get a special learner permit. Must be at least 16 years old. Must have signed parent or guardian consent. Must be enrolled in approved behind-the-wheel driver training course through the NJ Department of Education or commercial driving school. An approved instructor must purchase the permit. Must pass the MVCS knowledge and vision tests. Must pay required fee. The MVC will validate special learner permits ONLY after training course completion. Step 2. Practice with an adult supervising driver. Must observe special learner permit driving restrictions. Must practice at least 6 months. Must have red GDL decals attached to vehicle when driving. Step 3. Get a probationary license. Must have completed 6 months of supervised driving without any suspensions or postponements. Must pass the MVCS road test. Must be at least 17 years old. Step 4. With a probationary driver license, must practice unsupervised driving for at least 1 year. Must observe probationary driver license restrictions. Must have red GDL decals attached to vehicle when driving. Step 5. Get the basic driver license. Must be at least 18 years old. Must have completed 1 year of unsupervised driving with probationary driver license restrictions. Must pay required fee. Note. Permit may not be used for practice driving until validated at an MVC driver testing center. The Young Adult Road. GDL. Option B. Step 1. Get an examination permit. Must pass the MVCS knowledge and vision tests. Must be at least 17 years old. Must pay required fee. Must obtain parent or guardian consent if you are under 18 years of age. Step 2. Practice supervised driving. Must practice with an adult supervising driver. Must practice at least 6 months. Must observe examination permit driving restrictions. Must have red GDL decals attached to vehicle when driving. Step 3. Get a probationary license. Must have completed 6 months of supervised driving without any suspensions or postponements. Must pass the MVCS road test. Step 4. Practice unsupervised driving. Must practice unsupervised driving for at least 1 year. Must follow probationary driver license restrictions. Must have red GDL decals attached to vehicle when driving. Step 5. Get the basic driver license. Must be at least 18 years old. Must have completed 1 year of unsupervised driving. Must pay required fee. The Adult Road. GDL. Option C. Step 1. Get an examination permit. Must be at least 21 years old. Must pass MVCS knowledge and vision tests. Must pay required fee. Must obtain parent or guardian consent if you are under 18 years of age. Step 2. Practice supervised driving. Must practice with an adult supervising driver. Must practice at least 3 months. Step 3. Get a probationary license. Must have completed 3 months of supervised driving without any suspensions or postponements. Must pass the MVCS road test. Step 4. Practice unsupervised driving. Must practice unsupervised driving for at least 1 year. Step 5. Get the basic driver license. Must have completed 1 year of unsupervised driving. Must pay required fee. Special learner permit restrictions. No driving between 11:01 p.m. and 5 a.m. No using handheld or hands-free cell phones or any other electronic devices. Permit holder must be accompanied in the front seat by an adult supervising driver who is at least 21 years of age and who possesses a valid New Jersey driver license and has a minimum of 3 years driving experience. Passengers are limited to any parent, guardian or dependent of the special permit holder and one additional passenger. Permit holder and all passengers must wear seat belts. Must display decals on license plates. Examination permit restrictions. No driving between 11:01 p.m. and 5 a.m. No using handheld or hands-free cell phones or any other electronic devices. Permit holder must be accompanied in the front seat by an adult supervising driver who is at least 21 years of age and who possesses a valid New Jersey driver license and has a minimum of 3 years driving experience. Passengers are limited to dependents of the permit holder and one additional passenger, unless accompanied by a parent, guardian. Permit holder and all passengers must wear seat belts. Must display decals on license plates. Probationary driver license restrictions. No driving between 11:01 p.m. and 5 a.m. No using handheld or hands-free cell phones or any other electronic devices. If the examination permit or probationary license holder is 21 years of age or older, hour, passenger and decal restrictions do not apply. Passengers are limited to dependents of the probationary license holder and one additional person, unless accompanied by a parent, guardian. Probationary license holder and all passengers must wear seat belts. Must display decals on license plates. GDL decal. All GDL drivers under age 21, who possess a permit or probationary license, are required to display two visible, red reflective decals, distributed through the MVC, on any vehicle that they operate. One decal is to be displayed on the top left corner of the rear license plate and the other on the top left corner of the front license plate. The two removable decals are provided at the time a permit is issued for a fee of $4. Additional decals are available for $4 per pair at any MVC licensing center. NJSA 39. 3-13 and 39. 3-13.4F. GDL driver exemptions. Exemptions to the hours of rule for permit and probationary drivers under 21 years. Proof of a need to drive during the prohibited hours for employment and or religion. For an exemption, the motorist must carry a legible certification to indicate this need from his, her employer or religious official on the official letterhead of the business, organization or religious institution, with the signature of the certifying official and his, her name, title, address, and phone number. NJAC 1321-8.18. Note. If the student driver commits a traffic offense, responsibility will be with both the student and instructor or adult supervising driver. All motorists who possess a probationary driver license, whose probationary licensing period is not extended by the MVC beyond the standard 12 months, must visit an MVC licensing center to upgrade to a basic driver license after the end of those 12 months. Motorists who fail to do so will remain subject to the probationary driver license restrictions and could be cited by law enforcement for violating the restrictions. Special learner permits for New Jersey residents. Any New Jersey resident who is at least 16 years old and is not in suspension status may enroll in a behind-the-wheel driver training course to obtain a special learner permit at any MVC licensing center. The applicant must have the signed consent of his, her parent, guardian, must be enrolled in a behind-the-wheel driver training course approved by the New Jersey Department of Education or conducted by a commercial driving school, and must pass the MVC's knowledge test and vision screening. An approved course is 6 full hours of behind-the-wheel instruction in a dual-controlled vehicle. These hours are exclusive of time spent at the MVC for permit purchasing or testing. The instructor must purchase the permit, which is valid for 2 years. NJSA 39.3-13.1. After an applicant fills out the form with his, her personal information and provides 6 points of ID verification, proof of residential address, and proof of social security number, the instructor can purchase a permit at any MVC licensing center. Upon completion of the approved driver training course and before practice driving, the permit holder must have the permit validated at any MVC licensing center with a driver testing center. Examination permits for New Jersey residents. Any New Jersey resident who is at least 17 years old and is not in suspension status can obtain a driver examination permit at any MVC licensing center. The examination permit is different from a student learner permit because the applicant does not have to be a student and an instructor is not necessary. Note: a driver examination permit is required even if the motorist possesses a valid license from another state. See examination permits for out-of-state drivers. After an applicant fills out the form with his, her personal information and provides 6 points of ID verification and proof of social security number, he, she can purchase a permit to take to the nearest driver testing center. Basic automobile license applicants must supply a social security number or an exemption from the Social Security Administration. Note: most agencies conduct knowledge testing and vision screening. To find out which MVC licensing centers offer driver testing services, check online at www.njmvc.gov or call 609-292-6500. The MVC will validate the permit for practice driving after the applicant passes the required knowledge test and vision screening. Results are valid for 2 years. Examination permits for out-of-state drivers. All out-of-state drivers are required to purchase an examination permit within 60 days of becoming a permanent New Jersey resident or when his, her out-of-state license expires, whichever comes first. Out-of-state drivers who are under 18 years of age and move to New Jersey are subject to this state's GDL program. If they wish to apply for a New Jersey license, they should follow the steps outlined for special and examination permit holders. Permits may be purchased at any MVC licensing center upon presenting the required proof of age, 6-point ID verification, and proof of social security number. Applicants are required to pass a vision screening test. Knowledge and road tests are waived if you have a valid, non-probationary driver license, or a certified driver abstract, issued by any of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, or U.S. territories. Out-of-state driver licenses must be surrendered when the MVC issues a New Jersey driver license. Examination permits for out-of-country drivers. A motorist with a valid license from another country may drive with that license for up to a year. The motorist may also be eligible for a New Jersey driver license. NJAC 1321-8.2 and 1321-8.2A. International Driving Permit, IDP. Visitors with a foreign driver license who travel to the United States should carry an IDP or attach an acceptable English translation to their national driver license. The IDP is translated into the official languages of the United Nations, including English, and is useful in traffic emergencies. Non-citizens must obtain the IDP in their native country before traveling to the United States. New Jersey motorists who travel to foreign countries may obtain an IDP application through their local AAA club or the American Automobile Touring Alliance, AATA. Visit www.aaa.com/vacation/idpc.html for more information. Note: a motorist must carry a valid driver license. Although it is an official document, the IDP cannot replace a driver license, but it can be used in conjunction with the license to provide an additional source of motorist identification and span foreign language barriers. Non-driver ID. An individual, 14 years of age or older, who does not possess a valid driver license, may apply for a non-driver identification card. To obtain a standard or real ID identification card, the individual must show proof of age, residential address, and provide 6 points of ID verification in proof that his/her presence in this country is authorized under federal law. The cost is $24. The non-driver ID must be surrendered if the individual applies for and receives a New Jersey driver license. NJSA 39, 3-29.2-39, 3-29.10. Organ donation. You have the power to give others the most precious gift, life. At age 14, you may apply for a non-driver identification card and you will be asked if you want to be included in New Jersey's Donate Life Registry. When you turn 18 and apply for an unrestricted driver license, or renew your license, you will be asked if you want to be included in New Jersey's Donate Life Registry. By answering yes, you will be agreeing to donate your organs, tissue and eyes upon your death to someone who needs a transplant. When you say yes at an MVC licensing center, the words organ donor will appear on your license. Registering as an organ and tissue donor has nothing to do with living donation or whole body donation. An individual's decision to be an organ donor can make a difference in lives throughout New Jersey and across the nation. Right now, tens of thousands of people are awaiting organ transplants, while thousands more need tissue and corneal transplants. The shortage of donors is so severe that every day, 21 people die waiting for organs that could save their lives. You can give the gift of life simply by making your wishes known about organ and tissue donation. Saying yes to organ and tissue donation is an important decision for everyone, especially the more than 5,000 New Jersey residents whose lives depend on transplants. Anyone 14 years and older can register as a donor. There are no costs to the family for donations, and donations will not affect funeral arrangements. Organs are shared according to a national list. Age, gender, race, ethnicity, or wealth do not affect who receives donated organs. Registering as an organ and tissue donor is a selfless act. You should share your decision with your family, so they will carry out your wishes at the time of death. Organ and tissue donation saves lives, gives hope to those waiting, and creates a legacy. For more information about organ and tissue donation, or to register online, please visit www.donatelifenj.org. Next of Kin Registry, Sarah's Law. The Next of Kin Registry is a New Jersey statewide web-based system that allows individuals at least 14 years of age to voluntarily submit and maintain emergency contact information through the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission. This non-public information will only be used by law enforcement officers to locate designated emergency contacts if a person is involved in a motor vehicle crash that renders him or her unable to communicate. NJSA 39, 4-134.2-39, 4-134.3. Any individual who legally possesses a New Jersey-issued driver license, probationary license, learner's permit, non-driver identification card or any other MVC-issued permit or license authorizing an individual to operate a motor vehicle or vessel, for example, boat, may utilize the registry. Additionally, individuals as young as 14 years old may utilize the Next of Kin Registry to submit emergency contacts if they apply for a non-driver ID card. To register online or download a form to submit by mail, visit the MVC website at www.state.nj.us/mvc/driver-topics/nextofkin.htm. Motor Voter. The National Voter Registration Act, NVRA, requires that motor vehicle offices provide voter registration opportunities to anyone applying for a new or renewed driver license or ID card or changing his or her address. The process of registering to vote can be conveniently started at any MVC licensing center. Applicants who wish to register are provided a signature pad to sign, while their personal information, name, date of birth, address, etc., is sent electronically to the State Board of Elections for review. When customers report a change of address, they are offered the option to have the MVC send the change of address information to the applicable Board of Elections for voter registration purposes. After the State Board of Elections approves the information received, it notifies the respective County Board of Elections that the applicant's eligibility requirements have been met, and the applicants are registered to vote. For more information on voter registration, visit www.nj.gov/state/elections/voting-information.html. Hearing impaired designation. A special driver license for deaf or hearing impaired motorists, 41 decibels loss or more, is provided by the MVC. To obtain this license, which is designated with a numerical code, a motorist must complete an application which is available at any MVC licensing center. Verification by a physician or audiologist is required. NJSA 39, 3-11a. Commercial Driver License, CDL. There are three Commercial Driver License, CDL, classifications, A, B, and C. However, no one can apply for these licenses until he, she is in possession of a valid Basic Class D New Jersey driver license or he, she possesses a valid out-of-state CDL. Class A. License is necessary for the operation of a tractor trailer, or any truck, or truck and trailer with a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, of 26,001 pounds or more, provided the gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of the vehicle being towed is more than 10,000 pounds. The Class A license also allows the driver to operate all vehicles in the Class B, C, and D categories, provided the driver has qualified for all the proper endorsements. Class B. License is necessary for the operation of any vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more. A vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 pounds or more towing a trailer with a gross vehicle weight rating of 10,000 pounds or less. A bus, including school buses, with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more designed to transport 16 or more passengers, including the driver. A Class B license allows the driver to operate all vehicles in the Class C and D categories, provided the driver has qualified for all the proper endorsements. Class C. License is necessary for the operation of any vehicle with a GVWR of less than 26,001 pounds, used and placarded to transport hazardous material. Any bus, including school buses, designated to carry 16 passengers or more, including the driver, and with a GVWR of less than 26,001 pounds, and all school vehicles designed for 15 passengers or fewer, including the driver. Any bus or other vehicle designed to transport 8 to 15 passengers, including the driver, which is used for hire. Commercial driver exemptions. Taxi drivers, ride-sharing van drivers, funeral procession drivers, operators of rescue, first aid squad or firefighter apparatus, farmers hauling their own products and equipment within 150 miles of their farms, non-civilian operators of military equipment and operators of construction equipment not designed for operation on public roads are exempt and need not apply for a CDL. Operators of recreational vehicles are also exempt, provided the vehicle is being operated only for personal use. NJSA 39, 3-10K, 39, 3-10.11. Commercial driver license endorsements. Most commercial drivers will need to obtain at least one special endorsement. An example of an endorsement on a CDL is H, for hazardous materials, which means that the motorist may legally transport hazardous materials. T. Double and triple trailers. Needed by operators of vehicle pulling two or three trailers. Requires a knowledge test. Class A licenses required to operate this type of vehicle. P. Passenger. Needed by operators of buses or similar vehicles used to transport passengers. Requires a road test. Other special requirements are necessary. Must be 21 years of age and have 3 years driving experience. S. School bus. Needed by all school bus drivers. Requires a knowledge and road test. Motorists who hold an S endorsement will also have to test for a P endorsement. Both are required to operate a school bus. N. Tanker vehicle. Needed by operators of vehicles used to transport liquids or gas in bulk. Requires a knowledge test. H. Hazardous materials. Needed by operators of vehicles used to transport hazardous materials. Requires a knowledge test. Must be trained and retested every 2 years. See the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for requirements. www.fmcsa.gov. Must be 21 years of age. Commercial driver license restrictions. Numbered restrictions, such as corrective lenses, are noted on all commercial licenses. An example of a special restriction on a commercial license is L for air brakes. This means the motorist may not operate a vehicle equipped with air brakes, if designated on the license. Commercial driver manual. For more information on commercial motor vehicle licensing, refer to the MVC's Commercial Driver Manual. All CDL tests are based on information contained in the manual. To get a copy, visit any MVC licensing center or MVC regional service center or view. Request it online at www.njmvc.gov. Manuals may also be obtained by calling 609-292-6500.